Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Tmura Daf Yod Gimel Amud Aleph. This will be a relatively short podcast, and it'll be the final one in Perek Aleph, looking at the final Mishnah of the Perek. Ha'ofot v'amenachot ein osin tmura, shlamar ela behema. So tmura does not include birds or grain offerings, only behema. Ha'tzibor ha'shutfin ein osin tmura. You cannot do a tmura with a korban tzibor, a korban owned by multiple owners. Shenemar lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. It's in the singular. Yachid oseh tmura v'natzibor ha'shutfin osin tmura. Kotche ben akabayit osin tmura. You can't do tmura on ben akabayit. Amr Shimon, and now he explains why. Ma'aseh b'chol hayah. Ma'aseh behema was one of the many korbanot affected by tmura in its first mention in Pasuk Yod in Perek Chav Zayin. Rami Yatsar, why was it singled out to be mentioned again with the later Pasuk of tmura at the end? So that knocks out korban tzibur. Has to be like maser behema, and has to be a real korban on the mizbeach, not berakabait. Okay, tana rabbanan. And this backs it up. Yachol yu kotche berakabait osin tmura tabalomar korban. Alright, this is a little different. Mushinikru korban. Korban is only on the Mizbeach. Velo, is that not true? Is that true? Vatanya, in the context of Shechutei Chutz, we said, E, Korban, Shomei Ani Afilu Kodesh Berakabayit, Shnikru Korban. If bringing a Korban outside may even apply to Shechting Berakabayit. Kinyan Shenemar, but I covered Korban Adonai. In the context of the spoils of Minyan, the spoils are called Korban Hashem. So Talmud Lomar, Bal Petach Omoed Lo Vio. Therefore, the Torah says, if you didn't bring a Petach Omoed, call a Bal Petach Omoed, Chavin Olam Mishum Shechut Echutz. Shana Bal Petach Omoed, Ena Chavin Olam Mishum Shechut Echutz. You're only chayv for things that are supposed to come to oil moed. Good. Alma Ikur Korban. So you see, Berakavite is called Korban. So Berakavite should not be knocked out of Tumura because of the word Korban. Rechanina Lo Kasha Har Bishimen Har Rabbanan. Because Rav Shimon in our Mishnah, he says, I agree with you. And I have a different reason for saying it's not Berakabayit, because it's like Maser Behema. So Rav Shimon Ikri Korban, which means Rav Shimon could be the author of that previous Braita, and the Rabbanan Lo Ikri Korban, and therefore they couldn't, and they would just say that since it's not a Korban, then it's Berakabayit is out. Either way, Berakabayit is out. Velo, Vaktiv, and Akrevet Korban Adonai, but you have this Pasuk, the Berakabayit, all the spoils of Minyan are called Korban. The answer is Korban Hashem Ikri, Korban Lashem Lo Ikri. Or just Korban, meaning they're called Korban Hashem, a Korban that belongs to God, but not a Korban brought to God. That's the difference. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Loi Vakir Ben Tov, L'Rav Loi Miranu, L'Aman Amar. In other words, why is there a second mention of Tmura at the end of Vayikra? Kfarin Amar, Echefen V'Lei Amiroto, Tobra, etc. Says, Elisha Amar, Echefen V'Lei Amiroto, because the first mention would have given Mashma Korban Yachid. Would have told me only Korban Yachid, Korban Sibur, Korban Yisbeach, Korban Benakabayit. Might have thought, Yachid Sibur, Mizbeach, Kvarakabayit, they're all in the Isur. Tavadorba Lo Yivakir, that's why I have a second one. It's not so much of Lo Yivakir, but the fact that there's a second mention in the context of Maser Behema. And then Rabbi Shimon speaks up. Maser Behalayav, Lomay Sal Malacha, Mamaser Kuban Yachid, Kuban Mizbeach. So far it's like the Mishnah. Davar Shabbat Bechova, we'll see what that means. Vidavar Shainu Meshutafut. Afkor Kuban Yachid, Kuban Mizbeach, Davar Shabbat Bechova, Vidavar Shainu Meshutafut. And that's what Tmura applies to. Now, Rebbe comes in with something different. Lama yatsat maser miyata, because you'll see that Rebbe says, I don't need maser to teach me any of those things. He says, yamir already tells me it's single, and korban only is not berakabayit. He says, lidon b'tumrat shmo b'tumrat gufo. It's there to teach you something about tumrat shmo, which is a unique halach of maser behema, which we studied about in Bechorot. If you call the wrong korban number 10, like number 9, you call 10. Tumrat Gufo, which is the classic Tumor we're dealing with here in Omer Sechet. Lomar Lecha, Tumrat Shmo Kreva, Tumrat Gufo Eno Kreva. Only Tumrat Shmo does go on the Mizbeach, but not Tumrat Gufo. Because after all, Tumrat Maser Behema does not go on the Mizbeach. Tumrat Shmo Nigelet, that can be redeemed. Tumrat Gufo Eno Nigelet, you can't redeem Tumrat Maser. Tumrat Gufo Chal Al Dovar Riv Al Dovar Shino Ra'ui. If you do a Tumura on the body of the Maser, on the Balmum, it works. But Tumrat Shmo has to be on a proper korban. So Amri, so the answer, Mishum de Rabbi Rachmana de Ipe Tumrat Shmo, because the Torah expanded Maser to have also Tumrat Shmo, Igri, so its Tumrat Gufo is worse than other Tumras? The answer is Int, Amri, Amai de Rabbi Rabbi, Amai de Rabbi Rabbi, Lo Rabbi, or whatever the Torah expanded, which is Tumrat Shmo, is there. Whatever the Torah didn't expand is not there. So how do you know that? Because Maser Behema is the Vachadash, only the Chidush is there, which is Tumrat Shmo. That's all. Nachman Yitzchak LeRava says the Rav Shimon Damar Darava B'Chova. He said, what does that mean, Darava B'Chova? Olat Chova he da'avda Tmura. Ha'olat Davar Lo. If you volunteer to bring an Ola, you can't make a Tmura. Why did Rav Shimon limit it to Davar B'Chova? What does that mean? So Rav says, I'm only Olat Davar Nami. If you commit to bringing an Ola, or you say Harezu, come to Kibale. Once you accepted that obligation of the Tmura, you can make a Tmura. So what is Rav Shimon excluding? Let's say you set aside money for Korban. Turned out you set aside too much money. The rest is sent to bring an Ola. That's an Ola Shelo Baba Chova. That can make a Tmura. So my Kasava, wait a second. I Kasava La Kamanda Mamotrot La Nidvat Sibur Azli. If you hold that surplus money goes to Nidvat Sibur, so Pshita the law of the Tmura. Can't make a Tmura. That ain't Tmura but Sibur. Korban Sibur is already out. So what are you knocking out with this? Rashid Sfer Le Kamanda Mamotrot La Nidvat Sibur Yachid Azli. He holds that Motrot surplus goes to a private Korban brought by the guy. So, and that can't make a Tmura. But that's not going to work, because Man Shamat Lehi Svara, who is it who holds that it go to the Nivat Yachid? Rabbi Eliezer. Shamina Le'ed Yodav the Tmura. Rabbi Eliezer says that Ola that comes from the surplus could make a Tmura. The Tanya, Ola Bamina Motrot, Osa Tmura. To Rabbi Eliezer. So the answer is Rabbi Shimon Samalaki Vetei Bechadav. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Eliezer about one thing, which is, that's where he disagrees. But he agrees with him that it goes to Olat Yachid. So Yachid, Abaye Rabbi Avin, if that's the case, the Rabbi Avin's quirky question that we heard a couple podcasts ago. He frisha shamlit kaperbo. So quirky is really more, not the word, but it's a complex question. If you're mafrisha nasham, we'll call it A, for kapara, ve'mirbo, and your mom you're on to B. And then A got lost, and you brought C, and then you found A. Takzeli Ola, and A is now set for an Ola. Maushach Zor V'Yamirbo. Can you now use A and be Mamir again? So that's according only asked according to Rabbi Shimon, who says Ein Chozer Mamirin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a take of Rabbi Shimon. So I'll leave it in mind. Who's we asking according to? Ilem Olib Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Sfirle Ola Bamina Motrot Enos Tmura. Rabbi Shimon says, anyways, an Ola coming from a surplus, which this is a surplus, can't make a Tmura. The answer is Rabbi Avir Achikam and Baile. What he was asking was even more complex. Imishkacha Tanit Akaik Rabbi Shimon. If you find a Tan who holds like Rabbi Shimon, Amar in Mamir and Chosin Mamir, that says you can't be Mamir twice on the same animal. And he also at this Tana holds, this theoretical Tana, holds a Rabbi Eliezer that says Ola that comes from Motrot does make a Tmura. Can you now do it that you changed its identity from an Asham to an Ola? And then he asks, what if it's two separate bodies and it's the same identity? What if and you flip it, and you have the same body changed identity. So this Asham became an Ola. So Tibari, the answer is Tibari, like Rashi points out, that's Yerushalmi Lashon for Teku. And that's how we end this parak, Hadron Alach, HaKom Emirin. Baruch Hashem, we've successfully completed our study, the first parak of Tmura. We'll pick it up in the next podcast when we begin the second parak. Mitzvah, you should have a wonderful day.